Employment is such an important topic, and we can never talk about it enough. We can never have enough employment. It's probably a better way to put it. Let's chat about it with Paul Brown. Paul is the CEO for an organisation called Jigsaw. Paul, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Now, we're Jigsaw. I think it's the first time we've spoken to you. So for those that might be aware, tell us a bit about what Jigsaw is and what you do.
Sure. So Jigsaw is a social enterprise that trains and transitions people with disability into award wage employment. That's kind of top line. That's what our goal is. But underneath that is a three-tiered model that trains employees and then transitions people with disability into employment. And I might just spend a bit of time talking about that. So the first stage of the Jigsaw model is a training program where we train people with disability against 20 employment capabilities which have been mapped to corporate and government entry-level roles. And we train people in a working environment. So we provide group, one-to-one, and work experience opportunities within our hubs that we have operating across the country. The second stage is an award wage job with Jigsaw to provide that first job experience and to tackle some of the challenges that people might have with regards to working for the first time or having not worked for a period of time. And then once our candidates are job ready, we then connect them with mainstream employers and start that transition process.
And is it just people with disabilities that you're talking about as far as getting them into employment goes?
Yeah, exactly. We focus on providing this service to people with disability. Probably different to other services, we don't specialise in a type of disability. We work with anyone who from various ages or with various disabilities. So yeah, it's quite a diverse group, but we actually see massive benefit in that in terms of, you know, giving people the experiences for the workforce, which is also quite a diverse place. So, yeah.
Well, the workforce is diverse. So what about the sort of areas that do you specialise in certain areas in terms of industries or?
We have kind of clients in the kind of state, local government, finance areas. But the real thing with the Jigsaw model, and this is, I guess, where we're really playing is, we want to provide people the opportunity to train, get some experience either for the first time or having spent a long time out of work, you know, get that experience back under their belt. And then we really focus on the individual and their goal and what they want to do in terms of either their industry or indeed their role. So we don't train people in technical skills. We're not here going, we're going to train you up as this role or in this type of industry. We've really focused on what we call the transferable employment skills. So the skills that, you know, a lot of us take for granted, but are really, really important in terms of like communication, reliability, punctuality, workplace etiquette, understanding processes and procedures, you know, the kind of transferable employment skills, which on top of that technical skill are really important then to hold a mainstream job. And so that's where we really focus our attention. And so the output or the outcome is quite diverse in industry and role. And we really work with the individual to understand what they want.
Now, I guess as I ask you this question, I'm obviously mindful of the fact that we've had a pandemic, but we're maybe still in a pandemic, to be frank. But what about your success rate then? Maybe, as I say, not necessarily the last 12 or 15 months, but just in general terms.
Yeah, so we're currently training about 300 people with disability. And, you know, and that's in Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne. We have created 100 award wage jobs. And 40 of those, given that our transitions program is quite new in the last 18 months, have gone on to work in mainstream employment. And those 40, what's really interesting is they're all still in their roles. And we've heard out of the Disability Royal Commission recently that, you know, up to 70% of people with disability are losing their job within the first 3 months through employment services. With the people that we've placed into mainstream employment, on top of the 100 people that we've employed in our business, they're actively still working and still engaged at an award wage in the workforce. And I think that's where our model has real opportunity to scale and create real impact here, because what we're seeing with a small cohort at the moment is early intervention training, work experience, and that be work experience paid at a fair wage is creating really exciting outcomes for people that look to be sustainable and long-term and not just a numbers game. And I think that's really important for us.
You talked about the Royal Commission. I mean, a lot of the evidence, a lot of the presentations, a lot of the hearings, if you like, have been very, very upsetting, distressing. You know, they haven't made for pleasant listening or reading. And as you say there, for employment-wise, it's also not a good picture, is it?
No, it's not. And, Yeah, to some extent, for us that have been working on this for close to 10 years now, we knew that the underlying issues and the three issues that really came out of the commission of, you know, a good job match. Don't just place people into roles just for the sake of it. It's got to be right for the individual and it's got to be right for the employer. Ongoing support for employers and employees and good training and work experience also came out. So, you know, for us, it was, you know, whilst it was sad to hear the report because, you know, we know what's going on and we know it hasn't changed significantly in the last 7 years, it was good that it has been brought to the public's kind of awareness. And hopefully organizations like us and others can start to really focus on those areas of concern around job matching, around good support programs, and around, you know, preparing people for work. And thankfully, our model was kind of set up with those areas in mind. And we hope that many more organisations come to the table with those kinds of supports.
Ahead of the game, in a sense. Paul, I mean, it's a whole of society commitment, isn't it? I mean, it's not just governments should do more. It's not just employers should do more. It's not just service providers of people with disabilities should do more. I mean, we should all be doing more together, I guess.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, and you know, I think for a lot of the time, it was the employer's problem. You know, you need to be employing more people with disability. You need to be opening your doors. You need to be more accessible. And yes, it's not perfect in the corporate and government world, but, you know, I must admit, I've seen in the last 7 years, employers take this a lot more seriously and want to do better. So I think we also need to look at our sector. We need to look at the disability sector in terms of, okay, if employers are starting to change and starting to want to create more outcomes for people with disability in the workforce, how are we preparing people, creating the connection, providing the good support programs? And we must not just finger point at the employers. We've also got to look at ourselves and make sure that we're providing the right supports and structures to, you know, provide sustainable pathways into employment. Do I think we're there yet? No. Do I think that there is a shift in organizations trying to do better and different types of services? Yes. And I think that's thanks to the NDIS. And hopefully that continues and we start seeing more services like Jigsaw and others who can create different pathways to employment.
Paul, you talked about obviously the commitment from the service providers and organizations such as yourself. What about for employers? I mean, obviously, you know, bottom line is very, very important for them. But you talked earlier about punctuality, reliability. You know, we've heard about less sick days. They stay in the job a lot longer than, you know, perhaps a person without a disability. I mean, these are all things that can make it more attractive from if they've got their business head on, as it were, when you go into an employer.
I was talking with an employer yesterday. The underlying reason for doing this is the diversity creates advantage for businesses. Sure, bottom line, but a whole range more kind of improvements for businesses. And there's a whole range of statistics and stories that, you know, shed a light on businesses that are more diverse and inclusive perform better. And that's the reason for doing this. It shouldn't be a numbers game. It shouldn't be, okay, we've got to create X amount of jobs to tick a box. We actually want to engage people from diverse backgrounds who can bring something different to our workforce. And it was actually music to my ears yesterday when I was sitting down with that employer who was, it wasn't about, oh, I need to create X amount of jobs. It was actually, I've got these types of roles and I've got this type of work on. What's the kind of talent that you can bring to the table for us to do it better? And that's a really exciting kind of shift and something that we will continue to drive.
So can people contact you sort of off the street if I'm a person with a disability and I think, oh, I've heard Paul on the radio, I like the cut of his jib, as it were. Can I sort of contact you independently or do I need a referral? How does that work?
No, contact us independently. All our information is on our website, which is jigsawaustralia.com.au. You'll learn more about the model there. There's a fantastic little short video that talks us through how it works and a whole range of information on the website, which can provide information and you know, show if it's for you or not. And then reach out, and there's obviously links there and buttons there to get in touch. And, you know, the first conversation for us is, what's your goal? Mm-hmm. Is employment your goal? If it is, and, you know, you have some challenges or you've had challenges in the past, then you're welcome to join Jigsaw. It's not a certain age or a certain disability type or a certain situation that we support. It's anyone who's looking for that, you know, either first entry into the workforce or re-entry into the workforce that we would love to work with.
Terrific. Paul, it's a very positive message. Thank you for sharing it with us and certainly just the few minutes we've spent together this afternoon gives us the impression that you're very much committed to the cause and very passionate about it. Just give us your details again. The website, the best point of contact first up?
Yeah, website is jigsawaustralia.com.au. So that's got all the information on to get in touch. All right.
We'll put that up on our email list and Facebook page as well. So if people have missed it, they can go there as well. Paul, good to catch up and hopefully we can speak to you again in the future. I don't think this lack of employment is going to go away in a hurry. So I'm sure there'll always be something to talk about.
Absolutely. Peter, it's been a pleasure and thank you for having me.
That's Paul Brown there. Paul is the CEO for Jigsaw.